Blog Talk Radio.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Well, it's Friday, June 17th, and remember, today, the series that does not end today. I started on Tuesday instead of Monday, so the series continues until tomorrow. Our series is entitled Biblically Defining the Word Stranger and Foreigner. And remember, we want to biblically define the word, not go to Webster's dictionary and define the word. Now, an English dictionary may be close to a Hebrew dictionary or an English dictionary, but you want to be 100% accurate. And that's why you go to the dictionary of the language that it pertains, and in this case, the Hebrew text. Again, our main scripture is Hosea 7:9, and it reads, "Strangers have devoured Ephraim's strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet Ephraim knoweth not." Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we approach you again boldly, for your word says, come boldly. It says, come boldly to the throne of grace. We come to you, Lord, because we have access to you through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of that sacrifice, we have been adopted into the family of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Bless us, Lord. Bless us as we delve into your word to draw from it truth and strength and wisdom and understanding. Bless us, God. We need it. We need your blessing above everything else. The Bible says, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. And to that we say amen, for we are truly a blessed people. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today and tomorrow, I would like to give you two examples of two men who, like Ephraim, got involved with strangers and had their strength devoured and aged prematurely. The first man is Samson, the decline and demise of Samson the strong man and judge of Israel at the hands of strange women. Our first text is Judges chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. It says, and Samson went down to Timnath, and he saw a woman of Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Notice her nationality. That makes her a strange woman. Why? Because all strangers are loyal to their what? To their country and their gods. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman of Timnath of the daughter of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Notice he knows her nationality. Now therefore get her for me to wife. And his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that you would go and take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, go get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord, for the Lord sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Now, verse 4 seems to give the notion that God was approving of this. No, God was not approving of it. God was not approving of Samson's mixing, mingling, cohabiting, marrying a strange woman. No, God would not approve of that. But this desire that Samson had, this proclivity, this propensity, this leaning towards strange women, God was going to use it to cause Samson to go to war with the Philistines, who was Israel's arch enemy at the time. But notice, his father and his mother say to him, isn't there a woman among the 12 tribes of Israel, among our people, the people who are one nation, one culture, one religious faith, one God? Isn't there a woman? Isn't there a daughter among our people that you want? And he says, no. I want a Philistine. I want a strange woman. I want a woman from another nation who has another religion and who serves other gods. That's what he wanted. So, as you can see, he's a strong man, but weak in the brain. He's physically strong, but mentally he's weak. Why is he mentally weak? Because he's not thinking scripturally. Now, that's one woman. When you go to Judges chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, let's go to Judges 16, verses 1 and 2, it says, then Samson went to Gaza. Now, Timnath was a Philistine territory, so is Gaza. The Philistines had five major cities. Five. Gaza was one of them. And Samson went into enemy territory. He went to Gaza and saw there a harlot. According to scripture, according to the Bible, a harlot is by the very definition of the word a strange woman. Why is she a strange woman? Well, because it'll be woman number two or woman number three in the marriage bed. A man is supposed to have one wife, one woman. The moment you introduce a second woman or a third woman, that's a strange woman. Remember, saints, when a preacher is marrying a couple, he is not marrying a man. There aren't two brides at the altar. There's only one. There's only one groom at the altar. And this is why two shall become one flesh. The two, the Bible says. The moment you go unto a harlot, the moment you go unto a concubine or a secondary woman, now that's a strange woman because she's not part of the marriage contract where God said every man shall have one wife. So Samson went to Gaza and there was a harlot. Not only is she a secondary woman in Samson's life, but she is also a prostitute, which was prohibited. She was what they call a common woman. She was a communal woman. She loaned herself out to whatever man would pay her. That, too, was prohibited. So then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and he went in unto her. That's the second woman. That's the second one. Notice his progression. He's mixing. Who is he mixing with? Philistine women. The first Philistine woman, the first one that he saw, was an unmarried young lady. Nonetheless, she was prohibited because she was of the wrong country and the wrong religion. She was a virgin. The first one was a virgin, had never been married before. Samson is asking for her hand in marriage. The problem is, different country, different god, or gods in her case, because the Philistines were polytheistic. In this case, this is a common woman, a communal woman, a woman that anyone in the community could have as long as they pay her price. The problem with her also is that she is what? She is a Philistine. She is devoted to a different country. She possesses a different nationality, and as a result of that, unlike today where people, you know, you have people of different nationalities worshiping Jesus. That's today, but back in antiquity, your nationality determined your gods. So, this woman was a Gazite. She worshiped Dagon among the many gods of the Egyptians. And so another god of the Egyptians was Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. And so here she is worshiping false gods, and her allegiance is to her nation. Samson, a Hebrew, is mixing with her. But then finally, in chapter 16, verse 4, and 5, it says, and it came to pass afterwards, after that relationship, after Samson's relationship with the harlot, his ongoing relationship with the harlot, afterwards it came to pass that Samson loved a woman in the valley of Zorek. Again, the valley of Zorek is Philistine territory. Notice, he's going outside his country looking for women. These are all strange women. Allegiances to their nation, devoted to their nation, and devoted to their gods. So, her name was Delilah, and the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice Samson and see where his strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. It's this last woman that devoured Samson's strength. She brought Samson to his knees, cut his hair. The Spirit of God was gone. The Philistines came upon him, bound him, took out his eyes, turned him into a blind man. His strength was devoured. These women kept sapping his strength, his spiritual strength. They caused him to backslide. And in the end, in chapter 16, verse 31, let's go to chapter 16, verse 31. This is how it all ends for Samson. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took his body and brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And Samson judged Israel 20 years. He died. He aged prematurely, died a young man. Instead of dying of old age, he died in the prime of his life. Why? Because he went through mixture. He loved mixture. The Bible is replete with examples that if you love mixture, your spiritual strength will be sapped. Your strength will be gone. When your strength is gone, the enemy will pounce on you and bring your early demise. Samson died a young man, highly favored of God, chosen of God to be a deliverer of Israel, but in the end, he died under a heap of rubble, crushed by rubble because he forsook the Lord. In the end, he turned to God. True, in the end, he killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life, but what a tragic end. Why did it have to end so early? Why did it have to end on such a sour note? Why? Because he brought it upon himself. He mixed, and he kept mixing, and he got so mixed up that brought about his demise. Let us learn, dear saints, not to play with fire, not to play with sin, not the ungodly, not to mix with the world. It will produce our rapid downfall if we do. May God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Blessings from the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
The desire to serve others is indeed a quality we all admire. However, only when we enjoy serving others does our service take on a radiant goodness which gives a contagious glow.
Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when let this my mind.